We knew, and we had tried as hard as we could to make it clear that the Mathers Center, Research Center, was not doing any classified work, pure research project. But the propaganda against it was rather fierce. I mean, I give you two examples. There was a little booklet which came out with four authors. One of them was Rowan, Jim Rowan, and one of them was Ed Zeidman, whom I knew. Ed Zeidman was a student in computer science. His thesis advisor was John Halton. Mm-hmm. John Halton was part-time at the Math Research Center and part-time at the Computer Science Department. His main area of interest was the Monte Carlo method. Now, this little booklet was describing MRC. It had two paragraphs. The first paragraph was, there's research being done at the Math Research Center on Monte Carlo method with John Halton, et cetera. Zeidman was doing his thesis in Monte Carlo methods. Second paragraph said, the Monte Carlo method was developed at Los Alamos Laboratory during the war to help build atom bombs. Now, both statements are true. Both statements are absolutely true. Now, what's the implication?
That it's still
right.
For military purposes.
Right. Of course, it wasn't. It was by now a... I called Rowan on this once. He said he didn't write that. I said, I know you didn't write this. Ed Zeidman wrote that. I know that. But you wrote it. You put your name on the damn thing.
Yeah.
He said, what, am I responsible for everything that my name is on? I said, I am. I write a joint paper. I am.
Yeah.
You know? When I asked Ed Zeidman about it, he said, well, we have to fight. I said, but it's dishonest. He said, no. I said, this is academia. You have to have, arguments can be made, but they have to be honest. He said, no. Academia is now part of the real world. Everything goes.